I personally love the Amplified Bible because everywhere where Jesus talks, it's in red. And this afternoon, I just realized again, this is Jesus talking. And we have the King of Kings, his words captured. And we can reread them. So let's begin Luke 11, verse 5 to 13. Then he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. For a friend of mine who is on a journey has just come to visit me, and I have nothing to serve him. And from inside he answers, do not bother me. The door has already been shut, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything just because he is his friend, just yet because of his persistence and boldness, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who keeps on asking persistently receives, and he who keeps on seeking persistently finds. And to him who keeps on knocking persistently, the door will be opened. What father among you, if his sons ask for a fish, will give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, that is sinful by nature, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask and continue to ask him? So what do we learn about this scripture? Can you just picture this? In the middle of the night, somebody goes at midnight. You go to somebody to ask him for bread. So do you have any friends that you can go at midnight, get up, and knock on his door and ask for bread? Do you have somebody like that you can actually go to and ask, give me bread? So it should be a good friend. But then he wants the food because of a friend that was on a journey and obviously around about midnight came to him. What's interesting to me is the guy doesn't even open the door. He shouts from inside the house. It's like, go away. I'm already in bed. I'm going nowhere. You're getting nothing from me. So, and then the next verse says, he tells him, I cannot get up. Which means he doesn't even get out of bed. He's lying in bed and say, Hamba, I'm doing nothing. I'm not getting up. And the Lord uses that picture to show us, even though we go and ask a friend and he's like, no, I'm not going to do it. If you ask him persistently, if you really keep on asking him, keep on seeking God, he will answer. And eventually, Jesus said that he got his bread, but it's not because he's a friend. It's not because you called me at 12 o'clock in the evening and said, Donnie, I want some bread. It's because he kept on calling and kept on calling and kept on calling. Boldness and persistence. He wasn't afraid. So let's pause a moment and just look at the word persistent. So I am personally, I'm in sales. So the word persistence is so natural to me. It's just, I always smile if I, one of the first things I taught my children is persistence. So if friends come over and they try something, it's, no, call your dad. And I'll just listen and say, no. We try and try again until we get it right. Because it's important to me because I'm in sales. So you need to persist. But it's important to God as well. He wants us also to persist. He wants us to press into his presence and ask him and keep on asking him. So the word persistence is continuing firmly or obstinately in an opinion or course of action in spite of difficult or opposition. So in spite of difficulty or opposition, doesn't matter what we go through, we should go on and on and on. We should continue pressing in. So some of the synonyms for persistence is tenacious, persevering, determined, resolute, purposeful, single-minded. Single-minded. If I ask God for something, single-minded, Lord, I want more of you. Lord, I want more of you. Lord, I want more of you. That's my prayer, and I want more of you, Lord. That thing, that's what I'm asking God for. Patient, diligent, unflagging, untiring, unwavering, relentless, unrelenting. Asking God over and over and over. So some of you that don't have your own children, what happens when you keep on asking your mother over and over? They get irritated. It's like, serious, get away. Or those of us who have children, if they keep on asking and asking, so we've learned this beautiful verse, or this beautiful phrase, no, and don't ask again. And then they're not allowed to ask again. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. But God is not like that. He doesn't get irritated if we ask Him and ask Him and ask Him. He wants persistence. He wants us to press in. In another place, the word says, Jesus withdrew often to pray. Not now and again, once a week, once a month. Often, He withdrew to pray. So, He showed us. He showed us how often we need to pray, how often we need to seek His face, how often we need to be in conversation with us. If we persistently ask God to do something, do you think He will listen? Is He really listening every time if we talk to Him? God says, because we ask Him constantly, because we are in His presence all the time, that is exactly what He does. He's looking at us. He's listening to us. He wants to talk to us. So He teaches us something about being persistent, persevering, keeping on. So in life, when life gets tough, keep on going. Keep on pushing through. At work, if work gets tough, what do? We keep on going. We keep on pushing. We keep on doing the good thing. Even though we don't like it. Even though the person next to us doesn't give us a hard time. God shows us something about persevering. Not only in pressing into His presence, but in life. With our studies. You know, you get those days like, I don't want to study anymore. I had enough. I just can't get it in my head. I don't understand it. I had enough. But the Lord wants us to persevere, to keep on going with friendships. The one thing the devil really wants us to do is to isolate us. He wants us to withdraw and be on our own, because then he can attack you. He can put so much pressure on you. He can lie so much. He can put ideas in your head. He wants to isolate you. So we need to persevere in friendships and make sure that we have real friends around us. And sometimes it gets tough. And in Shofar family, we say, iron sharpens iron. The word says iron sharpens iron. So we need to, even if it's uncomfortable, even if we don't like it, we need to keep on pushing through. Because normally, imagine yourself, the devil sits there and see, but this relationship that's going on here, they are going to keep each other strong. They are going to keep each other on the right track. So what will the devil do? What's the obvious, easy thing to do? Create some issue. Try to get those two people separated. Because then I can attack you. We need to persevere in serving wherever we are. If it's opening a door, if it's making coffee, if it's being nice to people, we need to keep on serving people. We need to keep on serving where we are. Be intentional. Look for ways to serve. And obviously in our prayer life, we need to persevere in prayer. We need to persevere in praying and seeking God's face. We need to persevere in doing good. Doesn't matter if you feel like it. It's not a feeling. We need to keep on doing good. We need to keep on telling other people about the good God we serve. That joy. The longer we serve God, the more we forget about the time before we met God or we knew God and we invited Him in. If we forget about that dark place, that lonely place of those who do not know Jesus. If you met Jesus, if you ask Him to be part of your life and you spend time in the Word and you spend time with Him, your life changes. Things look differently. You look differently to politics, to work, to serving. We should persevere in telling people about the good God we serve. We need to persevere in praying for the unsaved. We get plagiate. I'm saved, so I get to church, I do cell, and I preach now and again, and I'm fine. But we need to persevere in praying for those who do not know God. For those neighbors, those people living in the same house or living next door to me, or the people I work with, the people I interact with. I need to pray for that person. And we need to persevere in praying for our church family. Just have a look around you. This is our family that God put us in. We need to pray for each other. We need to make time to pray for our church family. This is who we do life with. This is where on Sundays we get together. We worship together. We enter into His presence together. We need to pray for each other. And obviously, one of my personal passions, we need to persevere in praying for our church services. A while ago, we had an Awaken Women's event, and there was so much prayer beforehand. There was a softness about the Holy Spirit being in that place. You could just feel the presence of the Lord there. But it's because there was so much prayer beforehand. So I want to encourage you, the moment we leave here, we start praying for next Sunday. We start praying for Wednesday cell community. And we make sure we persevere in praying. And the more I focus on God, the less I focus on my issues. And the less I focus on what's going on around me. And the Lord starts showing you something. And the Lord's putting things on your heart or certain person on your heart. And you talk to that person. You talk to God and then you connect with that person. It's like, I so needed that. Thank you. And we are blessed because we are, the Lord uses us. Sometimes I personally feel we talk too much and we pray too little. We are so quick to talk. We are so quick to say something. And those of you that know me, it's one of my sicknesses. I love talking. But I sit and I think, Lord, we talk too much and we pray too little. Before I go to you and talk to you, let me just pray for you. Before I do say anything, let me just pray for you. In verse 8, it says persistence and boldness. So we can go boldly into the throne room. Boldly into God's presence, the Almighty. Persistent and boldly. We can go into God's presence and we can talk to Him. I saw this video that really impacted my life. And I'm always nervous about just taking any video about God, because what does the Word say about it? So I want to show you a video clip of what the Word says who God is. And then afterwards, I want us all to ask the Lord for one person we can pray for that do not know the Lord. A family member, a brother, a sister, a husband, a wife, a mother, a father. Somebody that doesn't know the Lord. And I want us from out of the place of knowing who God is. Ask the Lord persistently to save him. And every word on this video, it says underneath where it comes from. So please force yourself to look at who God is and not, the first time I saw it, I just tried to see everywhere where it says this in the Bible. But it goes from Genesis to Revelation. So relax, sit back a moment and just enjoy who God is, what he is. And then we're going to take a moment and just pray to this Almighty God and ask him persistently from here onwards to save that person. Without us seeing the results, we will pray and we will pray until we see God. You can...
God's nature never changes. He is and he will always be. He is who he is. That's what his name Jehovah even means. It means I am. Yahweh means he is. He's God.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is.
He is.
Creator.
Yahweh, Lord Jehovah.
El Elyon, the Most High God.
Adonai, Lord, Master.
El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty.
El Olam, the Everlasting God, the God of Eternity, the God of the Universe, the God of Ancient Days.
He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide.
He is the Shiloh, the Peacemaker.
Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals.
Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner, the Lord my miracle.
He is Kenah, jealous.
He is Jehovah Emkadosh, the Lord who sanctifies you, the Lord who makes holy.
He is a star.
A scepter out of Israel.
The cursed of God.
The captain of the host of the Lord.
Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace.
Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of powers.
The rock of my salvation.
He is the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds.
He is the day's moon.
The interpreter.
My rock and my redeemer.
He is crowned, the crown of pure gold.
The most blessed forever. Forever.
He is the forsaken.
A worm and no man.
He is Jehovah Ra.
He is my restorer.
The king of glory.
He who sitteth king forever.
He is a stranger and an alien.
My strong rock.
My rock and my fortress.
Fairer than the children of men.
The rock that is higher than I.
The rock of my strength.
The rock of habitation.
He is as rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth.
The rock of my heart.
The shield.
The rock of my refuge.
A king and priest after the order of Melchizedek.
A brother born for adversity.
The friend that loveth at all times.
A stone of grace.
A friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
He is as ointment poured forth.
My well-beloved.
A bundle of myrrh.
A cluster of henna blooms.
The rose of Sharon.
He is the lily of the valley.
The lily of the valley.
The chiefest among 10,000.
His countenance is as Lebanon.
Yea, he is altogether lovely.
He is my beloved and my friend.
He is holy, holy, holy.
He's a sanctuary.
The great light.
A son given.
The mighty God.
The father of eternity.
He is a child born.
The prince of peace.
An ensign of the people.
The nail fastened in a sure place.
A strength to the poor.
A strength to the needy in distress.
A shadow from the heat.
A refuge from the storm.
He is the rock of ages.
A crown of glory and beauty.
He is a stone.
A triad stone.
a covert from the tempest.
He is as rivers of water in a dry place.
As the shadow of a great rock in a weary land.
As a hiding place from the wind.
He is
the king in his beauty.
My leader,
the everlasting God.
He is mine elect, in whom my soul delighted.
He is a light of the Gentiles.
The covenant of the people.
The polished shaft.
Glorious.
He is the Holy One of Israel.
He is a man of sorrows.
Despised.
He is rejected.
He is stricken.
Smitten.
He is wounded.
Bruised.
He is oppressed.
He is my portion, my maker, my husband.
He's the God of the whole earth.
The witness to his people.
The leader.
The commander.
The redeemer.
He is mighty.
He is my physician.
Jehovah Sidkenu, the Lord our righteousness.
David, their king.
Their king.
My resting place.
My feeder.
The plant of renown.
Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there.
He is the prince of princes.
The Messiah.
The prince.
The strength of the children of Israel.
The hope of thy people.
The ruler.
He is king over all the earth.
He is a refiner's fire.
Fuller's soap.
My refiner.
My purifier.
The son of righteousness.
He is Jesus, Yeshua, salvation.
Emmanuel.
God with us.
He is born as the king of the Jews.
He is a governor.
The Nazarene.
As the bridegroom.
He is meek, lowly.
He is the one of whom the Father says, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased.
The son of the living God.
Jesus. The Christ.
The rock.
The builder.
The prophet of Nazareth.
He is betrayed.
Mocked. Crucified.
The Holy One of God.
My brother.
The carpenter.
And his life is a ransom.
He is the son of the blessed.
The son of the highest.
God my savior.
The horn of salvation.
The day spring from on high.
A savior which is Christ the Lord.
The salvation of God.
He is the glory of thy people Israel.
Lord of the Sabbath.
My healer.
The Christ of God.
My servant.
The chosen of God.
He is risen.
He is risen.
A prophet mighty in deed and word.
He is the word.
The word that was with God.
The word that was God.
The light of men.
The true light.
The word that was made flesh.
He is the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father.
The Lamb of God.
My teacher.
The gift of God.
He is Messiah.
The bread of God.
The bread of life.
He is my meat.
My drink.
The light of the world.
The door of the sheep.
The good shepherd that laid down his life.
The scent of the Father.
He is the resurrection.
The king of the daughter of Zion.
The corn of wheat.
He is the light.
The light.
My Lord, Master.
My example.
He is the way.
The truth.
The life.
The vine.
Scourged.
Crowned with a crown of thorns.
Crucified as the king of the Jews.
He is exalted.
Glorified.
The Holy One and the Just.
The Prince of Life.
The Anointed.
The Prince and a Savior.
He is Lord Jesus.
He is Lord of all.
The Judge.
Jesus of Nazareth.
The Mercy Seat.
Jesus Christ our Lord.
He is the firstborn among many brethren.
Over all, God blessed forever.
Lord over all.
The Deliverer.
Lord both of the dead and living.
The minister of the circumcision.
He is my wisdom.
My righteousness.
My sanctification.
My redemption.
He is the foundation.
My Passover.
That spiritual rock.
The head of every man.
The first fruits of them that slept.
He is the last Adam.
The quickening spirit.
The image of God.
His unspeakable gift.
My peace.
He is the offering.
He is the sacrifice.
The head over all things to the church.
He is he that filleth all in all.
He is a servant
who humbled himself unto death, even death on a cross.
He is the Lord Jesus Christ,
the image of the invisible God,
the firstborn of every creature,
creator of all things,
the firstborn from the dead,
the head of the body, the church,
the head of all principalities and powers.
He is my all in all.
He is our Lord.
Jesus Christ himself.
He is Lord of peace.
He is our Lord of hope.
He is God manifest in the flesh.
He is the justified.
The mediator.
The righteous judge.
The great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
He is obedient and his throne is forever and ever.
And ever.
He is the upholder of all things.
The express image of his person.
The brightness of his glory.
He is Jesus Christ.
Same yesterday, today, and forever.
The shepherd of the sheep.
The great shepherd that was brought again from the dead.
He is a minister of the sanctuary.
And of the true tabernacle.
And his flesh is the veil which was rent in two.
He is the altar.
The offerer.
The forerunner.
For us.
Entered even Jesus.
He is the priest.
The priest.
The high priest.
The great.
great high priest,
the intercessor,
the surety,
the covenanter.
He is
the captain of salvation,
the author and finisher of faith,
the king of righteousness,
the king of peace.
He is crowned with glory and honor.
He is the tempted,
the merciful,
the faithful.
He is holy, harmless, undefiled.
He is the shepherd.
He is
the perfect.
He is my helper,
the lamb without blemish
and without spot,
the living stone.
He's a chief cornerstone.
He is a precious stone.
He is guileless.
He is vile.
He is the chief shepherd
that shall again appear.
The day star,
my Savior.
He is the word of life.
He is the life.
He is that eternal life which was with the Father.
He is Jesus Christ,
the righteous,
the Savior of the world.
The true God.
The true God.
The advocate.
He is the advocate.
The advocate.
He is
Jesus Christ.
He is
the first begotten of the dead.
He is
the prince of the kings of the earth.
He is
the Almighty, which is,
which was,
which is to come.
He is
the beginning and the ending.
He is
the Alpha and the Omega.
He is
the first and the last.
He is
he that liveth.
He is
the tree of life.
He is
the hidden manna.
He is
the faithful and the true witness.
He is
the Amen. He is
the beginning of the creation of
God.
He is
the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is
the Lamb that was slain.
He is
the Lamb in the midst of the throne.
He is
the Lamb slain.
He is
the King of saints, the King of nations.
He is
all.
This is He who asks us and teaches us to come to Him persistently. This is He who wants us to talk to Him. This is He who says if we ask Him in His name, He will give it to us. This is He who says if we ask Him and thank Him, He will give it to us. This is He who says, if we believe, He will give it to us. And we are in a season of intercession and praying for the lost and praying for people around us. And I want us to pray out of a place of faith, of knowing this Almighty God is listening to us, each one of us. It says in Psalm 139, His thoughts for us are so many, more than the sands of the sea, of the earth. Thank you, Lord, that we can come to You, the Creator of all. Thank You, Jesus, that we can bring these names tonight before You. Lord, and we say thank You that You are working in their hearts tonight. Lord, touch them in the name of Jesus. Touch each person's heart that was named here tonight. Lord, bring them into Your glory. Bring them into Your presence. Lord, I want to pray that You will make us persistent in pursuing You. Lord, make us persistent in asking and asking You. Seeking and seeking Your face, knocking and keep on knocking. Make us us persistent. Lord, I pray that we will talk less and pray more. I pray that you will touch our hearts and show us those who do not know you, and that we can boldly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. While we sit in a place of worship, if there's anybody here tonight that feel, I want that persistence, I want more of God, I want to talk to Him more often, I want to withdraw and pray like Jesus did. If there's anybody here that says, but I don't know this Jesus, I don't know this Jesus that they are talking about, I want each one of you, if you hunger for more, if you want that persistence, come to the front and let us pray for you. If you want to know God more intimate, if you want this persistence, this perseverance, to talk to Him more, if you need help with that, please come to the front and let us pray for you and anoint you and stand together in faith. Be blessed as they enter and blessed as they leave. They will be blessed as they stand and blessed if they sit down. Touch us, Lord, tonight in the name of Jesus. Let us shine your light. Let us be the salt and light that you want us to be. Show the people around us, Lord, that do not know you. And let us not be ashamed, but burn with a desire to share your love. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.